Well, welcome to the third Agricultural and Applied Economics Association Extension Section webinar presentation, intended to assist agricultural professionals meet the challenges in today's agriculture. Today's webinar is entitled Land Leases, Share, Cash, and Flexible Arrangements in Changing Times. This webinar is being brought to you by the AAEA Extension Section with the able assistance of the Western Extension Committee Ag and Uncertain Times team using technology provided by Montana State University. I'm John Hewlett, Ranch and Farm Management Specialist at the University of Wyoming and Western Region Representative to the Extension Section. It is indeed an honor to serve as host for today's webinar, but I'm only able to do so through the help and assistance of many others on our team working behind the scenes to make these webinars possible. Today's speakers include Dr. Kevin Duvetter from Kansas State University, Dr. William Edwards from Iowa State University, and Dr. Ray Massey from the University of Missouri Commercial Agriculture Program. I'll provide a more in-depth introduction to each of our speakers as we begin each of their presentations. As we proceed, please enter any questions you may have for the presenters in the chat window found at the lower left of your screen. Working with our behind-the-scenes team, I will then put the questions to our presenters. Please use the chat window to either enter questions or to report technical problems. As we all know, computers are a wonderful mechanism that can help overcome distances and solve problems, making webinars like this a reality. However, that same technology can also cause problems. If you experience difficulties, do not hesitate to contact our team for assistance. The Extension Section is just one of over 15 sections of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association. AAEA sections are subgroups formed by AAEA members with common interests. These AAEA sections are intended to promote networking through a variety of different activities, including pre- and post-conference workshops and track sessions at the annual meeting, email discussion listservs, as well as other unique programs such as today's webinar. If you are not a member of the AAEA or the Extension Section, we invite you to join by following the URLs on your screen, which we'll also make available at the closing of this webinar. If you're having trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try the full screen button in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. This button switches between the view you see now and a view where the presentation slides cover the entire screen, making smaller text somewhat easier to read. Please note that while in the full screen mode, you will be unable to see the chat window. Simply press the button again to reveal the chat window and enter any questions you might have. In order to better understand our audience participating in today's webinar, we have a couple of brief questions we would like to ask of all of you who are logged in today. The first question is to describe yourself in terms of your primary occupation, whether you're an agricultural producer, an extension educator, maybe involved in banking or agribusiness, if you're a commodity organization employee or some other description. You can check more than one choice here to make sure that you cover all the choices that would apply to your situation. If you wouldn't mind taking a minute to fill that out, we'd appreciate your input on just what kind of organizations you represent. The next question is asking where it is that your place of business is located, which region of the U.S., whether it's the Northeast, the Southeast, Western U.S., Pacific Islands possibly, or even international. Only one vote would be necessary on this question, so I appreciate your input on that. Okay, our third question is whether or not you are currently a member of the AAEA Extension Section. Simple choice here of yes or no. Get a feel for how many of you may be a member. Again, we'd encourage you to consider applying, and we'll put that URL up on the screen a little later. Fourth question, asking, including yourself, how many individuals in total are participating on the webinar at your location? We have a number of choices. It gives us a feel for just how many individuals may be participating, whether it be one to two to five or more, up to more than 20 possible there to choose from. Again, just to get a feel for how many total people are participating in today's webinar. Okay, well, thank you for your responses on that.